Hey, Scott.
Yes, sir.
You want to talk about some apps?
Yes, let's talk about some apps.
All right. So we're going to do, we've done a lot of app reviews, mm-hmm. but we're going to start doing something where we pick a theme or a app style and just kind of give you a brief overview of what are some apps in that space.
Yeah.
And maybe what are some differences between them to let you as the listener or viewer decide, oh, that sounds pretty cool. Instead of really getting into the nitty gritty and a real review of the app.
Right.
Just kind of a, some service level. Here's what's available.
Yeah.
The category we picked today are what are some apps for meditation?
Yep.
We've been in a situation of life where everything's been pretty crazy and mm-hmm. kind of up in the air, and taking a second to focus or recenter yourself yeah. or relax has been very important.
Yeah.
And we have these devices that get blamed for a lot of that anxiety and a lot of that right. stress. But there's ways that they can help too.
They can be used for good.
Right. Yeah.
Phones can be a wonderful thing.
Right. In the right use case, right?
Right.
So, yeah. How about you give us an overview of a couple apps for mm-hmm. meditation that you think are worth checking out?
Yeah, so this is a curated list.
Yeah.
This isn't something that I've spent an exhaustive time with, all of these. These are apps that I've dabbled with a little bit from time to time. Some of them I've spent more time with. And some of them you may have already heard of.
Sure.
But this is kind of a, we're going to weave a common thread of meditation, mm-hmm. which also kind of focuses a little bit on breathing and sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like mindfulness. These are all things that if that's kind of what you're after.
Right.
These are some apps that maybe consider today. These aren't, I'm not saying these are the best.
Sure.
But I've looked around and kind of done some homework on this, and I feel like these are some solid candidates.
Okay.
Cool. So number one is calm.com. That's a very popular one.
Yeah.
It is huge. It's probably the first name in a lot of people's lists when it comes to searching for apps for meditation. It does have a free trial,
mm-hmm.
but it does have a paid subscription.
Sure.
This one is a perfect one to get for gifts for people.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for somebody, you can buy a gift subscription to this, and it gives them access to all kinds of stuff. But the app includes, and I've got notes here, it's got 100 sleep stories that are narrated by celebrities.
Yeah.
Very calm. You know, they'll tell you these stories. They're like adventure stories that are just kind of get your mind at ease and relaxed. Some of the people, Matthew McConaughey, Kate Winslet, LeBron James.
Sure.
There's a bunch of those in there. Nature sounds. There's dozens of nature sounds in mm-hmm. this one to kind of listen to just for your own meditation
mm-hmm.
or for yoga. Guided meditations.
Okay.
And you can find those. You can get them anywhere from 3 to 25 minutes. So if you've got just a couple of minutes before you have a next important phone call,
yeah,
you really need to focus. Or you've got 20-minute break or lunch that you want to just kind of give back to yourself. You know, you can find one based off of whatever time you have.
Cool.
And then there's daily ones in there for unwinding before you get into bed or to help you get into the mindset of studying, work, things like that.
Okay.
Next one up I have is Headspace,
mm-hmm.
also known as Headspace Mindful Meditation. This one has sleep sounds that you can listen to with ambient kind of like nature recordings. This is a good one to kind of help you just chill.
Sure.
If you just want something to kind of relax a little bit, you got some breathwork focus things that you can go through. There's 3-minute mini meditations that you can get to kind of just kind of check in on yourself.
Nice.
Or to reset before you take on a task or mm-hmm. before you head out for the day. Just say, hey, these are my 3 minutes. They're mine. Nobody's going to interfere. These are the, you know, these are the types of meditations that you can do for that. And then you can also find specific ones on topics. If you have maybe an issue you're going through where like you're just angry for some reason, you can't pinpoint it. There are anger ones. There are sadness ones. There are grief. There are different ones that you can find to kind of help you get through whatever it is that you're going through.
Nice.
So that's Headspace Mindful Meditation. Next up is mindfulness.com.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these apps do have websites that you can go to obviously learn more, but you can check out videos, testimonials, and things like that.
Sure.
mindfulness.com. This gives you 1 to 2 minute long mindfulness micro practices. So these are small little things that you can do to kind of give yourself muscle memory and brain focus to kind of, this is something I can do 1 or 2 minutes at a time that just becomes second nature for me.
Sure.
So you can do these while you're driving. If you are just kind of sitting there waiting to leave, you're dressed and getting ready to go to a party, take a minute or two, down-regulate, mm-hmm. find a small one. There are hundreds of talks on this one, micro practices, guided meditations and music, soundscapes. So these are things that you can do to just kind of unplug. And, you know, if you just, I don't know how to meditate. I don't know how to sit still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guided meditations are a really good thing to kind of help you take your mind off of things and maybe focus on yourself.
Nice.
Up next is breathe, relax, and focus is the full name of it. This one is a big one on just breathing. So if you can't catch your breath, you're working out, exercising, you can't catch your breath, you can't really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're losing your breathing and you just find yourself getting worked up throughout the day, breathing is a thing that you have to kind of come back to just center yourself and just really start over.
Sure.
So this one focuses on that. There are, I think it's a box breathing. It's a method that they have, or sometimes known as a four square breathing method. It's a technique that you can go through. Breathing is going to help you with stress relief.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing. So meditation, a lot of these things are kind of like hand in hand with each other. They also have the 4-7-8 breathing. They call it the relaxing breath. That's going to help you with sleep.
Oh, nice.
So that'll help you before sleep to kind of just get in that mindset of, okay, I need to relax. This is the end of the day. How do I reset for the next day?
Sure.
Number five, I have Medito. That's meditation and sleep. This is similar to the last one. It's going to help you with meditation sessions to help you listen. Now, you can do these through the app. You can also download them.
Oh, nice.
Listen to them offline.
Okay.
They have, obviously, with the meditation and sleep, there are topics to help you with sleep, but they're also going to help you with things like gratitude, compassion towards other people, compassion towards yourself, which a lot of people, I think, don't give themselves the permission.
Sure.
You may find yourself being a little bit more forgiving if your son or your wife did something than if you did it yourself.
Sure.
So there are topics to help you with that. Acceptance, accepting yourself,
mm-hmm.
accepting other people, self-confidence. You know, these are all topics that are, you know, things that you can listen to just say, I'm building a better version of me.
Sure.
So that's Medito. And there's a huge library in there of music that you can check out that are just going to calm you.
Nice.
Next up is Balance. This is one that has daily meditations. They're set up in like 10-day plans. And each of those are going to give you specific goals, or you're going to have like an overarching theme mm-hmm. from those. But then you also have meditation techniques for body scan, breathing focus. There are personalized guided meditations. As you go through, you can kind of figure out, why am I using this app? What do I want to get out of it? And you can find kind of like a tailored experience that way.
Sure.
Sleep meditations. They're going to give you, of course, sleep sounds. A lot of these have those. Just give me the sounds of nature.
Right.
Rivers. Crickets and frogs and
sure.
Streams and things like that are going to help you just kind of feel more at ease.
Sure.
This one also has the cool thing about this one. I believe it is a paid service, but you do get a year of it for free through Balance.
Nice.
And then last I have is 10% Happier, which is a podcast.
Yeah.
It's actually based off of I believe he was a New York Times writer who kind of set out to make himself a little bit happier incrementally.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a podcast you could check out that's tangentially related to this, but there are more than 500 meditations on topics to help you from anything from focusing, dealing with anxiety, being a parent, just little things to kind of help you feel a little bit better about yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to set out to change yourself overnight, but if you're just slowly giving yourself a little bit more grace and permission to kind of grow. And then there's a sleep section that's got a bunch of relaxing meditations to kind of listen to if you're trying to fall asleep and or maybe stay asleep.
Huh.
And then there are some quick ones that you can do quickly. Again, if you've got a lunch break, you want to just, you know, maybe put in some earbuds and sit outside and relax, you can do that. You can also do them on a commute. So if you're driving or if you're sitting on the metro, anything like that, you want to just kind of take time to be in your own head or get out of your own head.
Mm-hmm.
There are some meditations and practices you could do that way as well.
Nice.
So I know a lot of these sound very similar.
Sure.
But these are, I would say, seven that I would definitely recommend. Mm-hmm. There are tons of them available. Some of these have been Editor's Choice Awards from Google in the Google Play Store.
Yeah.
These are, I would say, seven apps for meditation, better health, better sleep, mindfulness, anxiety, anything that you want to kind of label that as. I would say these are seven that you should check out today.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Scott.
Thank you. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast.
Thanks for listening.
We appreciate it. If you guys have any questions, feedback, concerns, comments, anything, shoot us an email at podcast@androidguys.com. We'd love to hear from you one way or the other. Luke, if someone wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
I am on Instagram and Twitter at Luke Gaul, G-A-U-L.
And I'm on Instagram at Scott Webster and Twitter as SWebster77. Until next time, thanks for listening.
See ya.